Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, the 21st of May, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. When it comes to Twitter and Facebook, I tend to record my one-liners on Twitter, and those comments requiring a little more elaboration come to you from Facebook. So please do consult both of them regularly. Okay, and so now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start with a little more elaboration of my death wish scenario. I'm sure you've all heard of the death wish concept, the idea that people know that for some reason things are at an end, so they want to bring the end on quicker. And I am very persuaded that this is going to happen in a global context in terms of the global economy being quite intractable and leading to the declaration of hostilities on both sides of a third world war. And today's show, I'm going to offer you a scenario by which I think this is very possibly going to come about. It's desperately serious, ladies and gentlemen. I don't downplay the importance of this, and most pundits won't ever think of broaching this with you because they have editors, they have bosses, and they have jobs to protect. So I don't have any of that, and so I don't even have advertisers. So I can pretty much say what I like. And so this is going to be one of those days. Okay, next I'm going to talk about John McCain. You all know who he is, a rail scumbag. And I'm going to give a little bit of a verbal assault on this particular man. And so please watch out for that on the show today as my second item. Then yet another sad story about Tesla, which is obviously, to my mind, headed for extinction fast. And I will to this time, I think this is the third or fourth time I will have talked about Tesla, I will weave it in with a general comment about markets and the economy. Then I am going to talk about debt again. It has to be done, and the stakes are dreadfully high, so it is up to you all to familiarize yourselves with what's going on, and I will certainly do my part to assist that process. Then I'm going to discuss Australia's efforts to get rid of cash. Anything purchased over $10,000 will soon be required to be made either by card or by check or by wire transfer. So it's going to happen on the 1st of July. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Australia's contribution to what Sweden has already almost perfected. I think it's true to say that 97% of all transactions in Sweden are now made by card or other means than cash. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the uselessness of college. It's hard to take, especially if you have children of your own, but you need to understand college in its perspective as viewed throughout the United States. Then I'm going to talk about the so-called great economy and the way in which the other alternative elements have conspired to make this a nightmare for most people. And then I will finish up by talking about peace of mind, the definition of wealth, what is needed according to the pundits to fulfill that degree. Rather interesting little comment that I have for you here. How much life's luxuries actually do contribute to happiness and wealth, real wealth. I think you'll be a little bit surprised when you hear what I have to say. Anyway, that will conclude our show for today. And, ladies and gentlemen, because it's Monday, it's time for me to wish you a wonderful week, and I will be back on Friday. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.